The place reminded me a lot of the town in the movie Footloose. Small, rural, and sparsely populated. The houses all seemed incredibly big and were placed ridiculously far apart. It astounded me that 50 years ago, even lower-income families had an entire house to themselves. The NPC citizens all looked like extras from a John Cougar Mellencamp video. I saw people out raking leaves, walking dogs, and sitting on porches. Out of curiosity, I waved at a few of them and got a friendly wave in return every time. Clues as to the time period were everywhere. NPC-piloted cars and trucks cruised slowly up and down the shady streets, all of them gas-guzzling antiques. Trans Ams, Dodge Omnis, IROC Z28s, and K-cars. I passed a service station, and the sign said gasoline was only 93 cents a gallon. I was about to turn down Halliday's street when I heard a fanfare of trumpets. My eyes shot over to the scoreboard window, still hovering in the corner of my display. Artemis had done it. Her name now appeared directly below mine. Her score was 9,000 points, 1,000 points less than mine. It appeared that I'd received a bonus for being the first avatar to obtain the copper key. The full ramifications of the scoreboard's existence occurred to me for the first time. From here on out, it would not only allow Gunters to keep track of each other's progress, it would also show the entire world who the current frontrunners were, creating instant celebrities and targets in the process. I knew, at that exact moment, Artemis must be staring down at her own copy of the Copper Key, reading the clue engraved on its surface. I was sure she'd be able to decipher it just as quickly as I had. In fact, she was probably already on her way to Middletown right now. That got me moving again. I now had only an hour's head start on her, maybe less. When I reached Cleveland Avenue, the street on which Halliday had grown up, I sprinted down the cracked sidewalk to the front steps of his childhood home. It looked just like the photographs I'd seen, a modest, two-story colonial with red vinyl siding. Two late-70s Ford sedans were parked in the driveway, one of them up on cinder blocks. Looking at the replica Halliday had created of his old house, I tried to imagine what it must have been like for him to grow up there. I'd read that in the real Middletown, Ohio, every house on this street had been demolished in the late 90s to make room for a strip mall. But Halliday had preserved his childhood forever here in the Oasis. I ran up the walkway and entered through the front door, which opened into the living room. I knew this room well because it appeared in Anorak's invitation. I recognized the simulated wood grain paneling, the burnt orange carpet, and garish furniture that looked like it had been scavenged from several disco-era yard sales. The house was empty. For whatever reason, Halliday had decided not to place NPC recreations of himself or his deceased parents here. Perhaps that would have been too creepy, even for him. However, I did spot a familiar family photo on the living room wall. This portrait had been taken at the local Kmart in 1984, but Mr. and Mrs. Halliday were still dressed in late 70s fashions. 12-year-old Jimmy stood between them, glowering at the camera from behind thick eyeglasses. The Hallidays looked like an ordinary American family. There was no hint that the stoic man in the brown leisure suit was an abusive alcoholic, that the smiling woman in the floral pantsuit was bipolar, or that the young boy in the faded Asteroids t-shirt would one day create an entirely new universe. Looking around, I wondered why Halliday, who always claimed to have had a miserable childhood, had later become so nostalgic for it. I knew that if and when I finally escaped from the stacks, I'd never look back, and I definitely wouldn't create a detailed simulation of the place. I glanced over at the bulky Zenith television and the Atari 2600 connected to it. The simulated wood grain on the Atari's plastic casing perfectly matched the simulated wood grain on the television cabinet and on the living room walls. Beside the Atari was a shoebox containing 9 game cartridges: Combat, Space Invaders, Pitfall, Kaboom, Star Raiders, The Empire Strikes Back, Star Master, Yar's Revenge, and E.T.